Yo, yo.
Chris Breezy, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, my brother?
I'm chilling, man. House right now for my little brother's birthday party, doing a little cooking on the grill.
You don't know how to cook.
Nah, not really. I got a George Foreman grill.
Word.
Getting it in. But hey, you live on the podcast right now. So, you know, we're going to go ahead and get started with this thing. Everybody will be able to listen to it later on. But, I mean, we've been knowing each other for some time. Real.
I was 14 years old when I met you, bro. I'm 29 now.
14.
That's 15 years, my brother.
That's a good amount of time. So,
yeah.
Hey, I mean, we've been through a lot, brother. Mostly ups, not really any downs.
Nah.
We skated together at Kentwood.
Yeah, we did get it in.
We did music.
Yup.
You know. We participated in a good amount of things, man, and it's only right for us to go ahead and connect back up and do some things and kind of inspire people from all aspects of life. And I know you're out there in where you located at now?
Grand Rapids.
Okay. Grand Rapids in the building. I'm George, so we're gonna go ahead and collide the two because I'm originally from Grand Rapids, so. Well, not really from Grand Rapids. I'm from Benton Harbor, but I was born and raised in Grand Rapids.
Right.
But yeah, man. So I want to give my audience a little knowledge for today, man. You know, I'm coming from the entrepreneurial side. I dipped and dabbed into music, but you know, I know you said you had a question. We can go ahead and voice that question live right now. And then after and answer that question, I mean, I'm quite sure it's going to lead to more and more conversation. So, you know, I definitely wanted to cater to your audience as well. So if there's any things that you want to ask that could cater to your audience, and I'm going to ask you a couple things to cater to my audience so that both of our audience can grab value from this audio. All right?
Yeah, most definitely.
So go ahead and shoot, man. What's your question?
Yo, if you could pick one theme song, describe your life, what would be your theme song?
One theme song to describe my life?
Theme song. You know how like wrestlers and stuff like that, they come out to their theme song. What would be your theme song?
That's a good question, man, because honestly, I really don't listen to music that much. Really don't
I ask everybody that, like, yo, how you describe yourself by a theme song?
You know what? On some real stuff, man. I've really been connected with T Grizzly, man. So
T Grizzly, really?
Yeah, he got a couple songs out there that's really you know, I'm really rocking with that, brother. But
I see.
As far as anything else, like I said, I really don't listen to too much music anymore. But I would definitely have to pick a T Grizzly song. And that song, actually, let me see. I don't know if you can hear it. If I can play it and you hear it on my side. But it's a new one that just dropped that really, really caught my interest, man. Where is that?
Huh.
Yeah, I can't play it. It ain't gonna play while I'm on here. But I really like that Two Vaults that he just came out with. But
I'm out to peep it out.
Yeah. But that'd be it, man. That'd be it. I mean, like I said, I'm not too plugged into the music world. I know I used to heavy music, but you know, ain't nobody really saying nothing nowadays.
Right, yeah, I feel you.
I get my knowledge elsewhere.
I feel
you. So, I got a question for you, brother. On the entrepreneurial side, because you was definitely out there doing your thing in Grand Rapids, performing, you know, meeting other individuals, collabing with other individuals. My question to you, man, is was it easy? Was it easy getting to that point?
Was it easy? Wow, that's a good question. No, it wasn't easy. It's a lot of trials and tribulations that I had to go through to get where I'm at now. And it's like, you know, it's like if you ever felt going up some stairs, man, it's kind of how the industry was, man. It's like, you know, that's really how I can explain it to everybody. Like, you know, somebody always trying to trip you up and you just got to overcome all of that. You know what I mean? And that's what I had to do. Like, how to think outside the box. You know what I mean? As far as being on tour and doing different shows and, you know, stuff like that. So I pretty much had to think outside the box of how I can be better than the next person.
Definitely, man. Because I know it's a lot of people in the music industry that's really, really trying to get their name out there, really trying to get the exposure that they feel like they deserve, but they're not really putting work in. You know, they're not really connecting with people. They really don't want to collaborate. They kind of just want to be better than other people, you know? It's more of a competition than a collaboration. And I know,
if people came together and formed a conglomerate as far as other than a competition, right, you know, people would go a lot farther, you know what I mean? That's why other cities and other states, you know what I'm saying, like Montana 300, you know what I mean? Or like Kevin Gates, you know, he got a lot of people that push him because they all support him. You know what I mean? It's as far as like here in Grand Rapids, everybody want to be a rapper. Nobody could be a fan of another rapper. You know what I mean? Or else they consider you jock riding. You know what I mean? And nobody wants that title of a jock rider. You know what I mean? So, you know, so everybody competes with everybody else, you know. It's just like, as opposed to coming together and making one big conglomerate, everybody wants to battle each other and stuff, and it's just not going to work. So that's why, I had to think outside the box. Like, I wasn't worried about what the next man doing, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to figure out, you know, how I could be better as a person, how I could be better as an artist.
Definitely. Yeah, that's something that I believe our industry, or not even just industry, like our culture lacks is,
right,
you know, the collaboration aspect of life, business, and just, you know, getting to the top together. It's so many people fighting for the top, not even knowing that in reality, if we all just looked up, we'll already be at the top. Like, the only way that we're not at the top is by letting other people kind of come in and take what's already ours. We already own it. People just don't even know.
Right, exactly.
Definitely, man. So you said doing the shows.
And that's for any business. That's for any business, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like your business, you know what I mean? Like, in your business world, you know what I mean? If nobody there to help you, you know what I mean? Or you can't ask nobody no questions, you know what I'm saying? The next person ain't going to make it. You know what I mean? That's why it's good to have a solid team, be able to, you know what I'm saying, fall back and ask a question, because nowadays everybody's scared to ask questions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, rule number one for all the listeners out there, if you really want to have success, have a great team and be able to work together, because that's what
people
lack when it comes to, you know, either being a musician or, you know, getting into movies or, you know, just building a business, period. It doesn't even matter if it's a lawn care business. You know what I'm saying? Like, the people have to be understandable and everybody got to want the same goal.
Right.
You know, for the business to move up, not each individual person, you know, take the title or get the recognition or take the credit. You know, you got to put those personal emotions aside for the bigger picture.
Right. And see, I look at it like this, man. It's like this, man. One person, it's like this, man. Think of it as like a car. You know what I mean? You got the hood ornament. You know what right. I mean? But in order for that hood ornament to shine and go around town, you need four solid tires. You need a solid engine. You know what I mean? You need seats. You need a steering wheel. You need everything that's going to make that car go down the road in order for everybody to see that hood ornament. You know what I mean? And if you don't got, you know, a strong team or a strong car that's going to push that around and make sure everybody see that hood ornament, you ain't. It's not gonna get shown. Nobody's gonna see it. Nobody's gonna recognize it. You know what I mean? That's how I tell my team now. Like, look, man. You know what I'm saying? It takes all of us to do what we're doing right now to get where we want to be. It takes all of us. It's not just me. It's not just you. It's all of us. You know what I mean? And some people just don't get it.
Right. Yeah. So how my next question I have for you, man, is I mean, and this can go for your audience plus my audience as well. How long did it take for you to assemble the team that you have now? Like, did it happen overnight? Or, you know.
Nah, like, it didn't happen overnight, man. Like, I got, it's like this, man. It started with family, for real. Like, it started with family. It started with my family support. Like, if I didn't have my family support, I wouldn't be the type of person I am today. And then from that, it goes, do I have some reliable friends? You know what I mean? Like, as far as like shows and stuff like that, like I run a merch table. You know, I got somebody that's going to answer the phone. And a lot of times, man, be honest with you, man, I lost some friends doing this, you know what I mean? But I also gained some good, solid friends doing this, you know, and it starts from the ground up, man. You can't build a house from the roof down, man. You gotta start from the basement. You gotta start from a good foundation, and that's really it. You know, it's just about weeding out the snakes and trying to figure out who's really there, gonna ride for you, and who's gonna make a good team member. There's no I in team.
Definitely, man. Definitely, and I can definitely come from the same side of that. When you're coming from the business world that I'm in, it's more like, okay, you got family support, but these are not individuals that are literally going to be able to catapult your success and help you become the best version of yourself, because everybody that you personally know likes you for who you are right now.
Right.
You know, it's kind of hard for them to tell you to improve in this and improve in that, because they're comfortable with who you are right now. And exactly. Most fans and real, real close friends won't tell you to get better because they don't want you to leave them behind.
Right.
So it's like, since I've been doing this business for like the last 4 years, you know, in the network marketing profession, man, I've learned that your family will support you. They'll stick by your side. But when it comes to actually helping you build or something like that, they don't necessarily participate. And it's because you came from the same place and they're still in the same place.
Right.
And it's like that. So, you know, I can honestly say that I've lost some connections, but like you said, you know, I've also gained some connections, and I know you and I both, we probably can speak on this as well, but you can't be emotional when it comes to having success. So if you lose a friend or a family member, that's just they wasn't meant to be.
Right. Right.
You know,
that's pretty true.
Yeah. But for everybody that leaves, there's somebody else that's going to come in and replace it. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to be, I would say, better equipped to help you get to the next level.
Right.
So what they say, another level, another devil, right?
Right, right.
So that's it. It's literally like just for all the listeners out there, him coming from the music world, me coming from the online business world, all we're really doing is looking for dedicated individuals that's looking for their shot, but that's willing to work from ground up. You can't just come into an organization or come into a movement and take the top spot. You gotta work your way up, because some of us, like he said, when we first got on the line, we've been connected for 15 years. So it's going to be hard for you to kind of fill my shoes if I've already been around the movement for the last 15 years. Not saying that you can't come in and do what I do better, but just saying that you're going to have to put some time in, some effort in, some dedication in to actually prove that you are who you say you are. You know, if you're loyal, then you got to show that.
Exactly.
If you discipline, then you got to show that. If you're going to actually help and support, then you got to show that. You know, and time really exposes a lot of people. It's a lot of people that come into our circles and they say, hey, look, I'm riding with you no matter what. I got your back, whatever the case may be. If you need me to make phone calls, if you need me to travel over here, get on the mic, if you need me to sell some T-shirts, CDs, I got you. But then when the time comes, you don't hear from them.
Right.
Yeah. So mostly all the individuals that really want to partner up with us and, you know, take ownership in what we have going on and help us build the organization, but also build yourself. Time is really going to, it's either going to promote you or expose you. What you do in the dark is going to either promote you or expose you as well.
Right.
So if I've been knowing you for 10 years and I need you to come through and do some things, it's either you're going to do it or you're not.
Right.
That's it. It's that simple. And if you're not, I'm not going to cut you off just because you don't do what I say.
I just know where you want.
Yeah, I'm going to cut you off because you are not, you don't really deserve that position. I got to give that position to someone else.
Right.
I got to give that duty or that responsibility, you know, to someone else. I can't really depend on you like that. So it's not that, you know, we cut people off or, you know, we cancel people out or whatever the case may be. But I'm going to tell you this. If I own a restaurant and you've been playing the cashier for a while and I say, hey, look, listen, man, I'm ready for you to become partners. I'm ready for you to stop being a cashier and be a manager now. I need you to manage these people. And you can't come through, I have to put someone in that position. Exactly. Because my business still has to run and it needs a manager. You just got to be that manager. You got to be able to fill those shoes. And some people aren't ready because they weren't doing anything in the dark. They weren't practicing. They weren't developing. They weren't growing. So when it's time, when it's your time to shine, you can't perform.
Right.
Because you weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of time. I mean, you know, even back in the day when I used to do music, it's a lot of practice that's involved. It's a lot of studio time that's involved. And you might not ever get to perform that song, but you always have to be ready to perform that song.
Yeah.
I mean, that's no, when you take that shot, I'm quite sure you've been to a show and someone's supposed to show up. Someone didn't know their song or whatever the case may be. And they were like, okay, well, Chris Breezy's here. Let's go ahead and just put him on.
Right.
And you had to be ready. Most people aren't ready when it's their shot. You only get a couple shots in the world, ladies and gentlemen. You have to be ready when it's your time because you never know when you're going to get that shot again.
Right. It may not never happen again.
Yeah. You might. It just might be a lifetime thing.
Right.
What they say, 15 seconds of fame, 15 minutes of fame, yeah. That might be it.
Yeah.
That could have been your 15 and it's over. It's done.
Yeah.
Exactly. Maybe another decade. You might get another shot. You might get another shot. You know, P. Diddy assistant was probably in the crowd and you couldn't even perform because you weren't ready.
Yeah.
You were talking about, oh, well, what I got to practice for? You know, I don't have no shows coming up. What I need to perform in the mirror for? What? Why am I rapping to myself? I look stupid. I look dumb. And you go to the club and they say, oh, we got such and such in the building. We're going to go ahead and bring him up. He been holding it down for Grand Rapids. And you like,
I'm stuck.
Maybe my song is done, but
right, stuck.
I don't have steps down pat. I'm not hype. I can't actually be an entertainer. I only rap. I'm not an entertainer.
Right.
That's where you all your credibility right there. You lost before you even got a chance to start.
Yeah.
So it's man, it's so much. And you know, we might be talking about music specifically right now, but honestly, it works for everything. It can work for you getting a driver's license. If you listen to this podcast right now and you 16, 17, 18, you don't have a driver's license yet, somebody might give you the opportunity. Hey, you know, I'll let you borrow my car. Go ahead and take the test. But you're not ready yet.
You're not ready.
So you got to wait. Now you got to get ready.
Yeah.
I always tell, hey, be ready so you ain't got to get ready.
Exactly. Stay on your toes, man, because you never know when it's going to be your turn.
You never know.
It's like this. Man.
Check this out.
It's like this, man. Look, one time I was in Cleveland, Ohio, right? I was opening up. I forgot who I was opening up for. And I was opening up. Man, like you said earlier, they was like, yo, somebody flaked off. Breeze, I need you to go right now. So, okay, so, you know, me, I'm always ready, you know what I mean? So we go up there, rock the show, we get off the stage, MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, A&R was in the audience. I ain't never known that. She approached me, you know what I mean? She was like, hey, I really like what you did, blah, blah, blah. But if I was not ready at that time, if I was not practicing what I was supposed to do, a lot of people look at, like, open mics. And open mic nights, like, oh, that's trash. You know what I mean? Why would I do that? Because that's practice for the big game. You know what I mean? I tell them, like, that's practice for the big game. If my team ain't at open mic, yo, you're not rocking the big game, man. You know what I'm saying? You're not rocking the big show. You're not shooting out of time with me. You might shoot out of time with me to sell a T-shirt or something, or a CD, or help promote the show. But you're not rocking because you're not ready. You're not in the mirror looking at yourself. You're not. You know what I'm saying? You're not applying yourself like I know you can. You know what I mean? That's with any business, or that's with anything. Like you said, a driver's license. Like you said, somebody let you borrow their car to go take your road test, but you're not ready yet. You know what I mean? But you think you might be ready, but you're really not ready because you ain't had no practice. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or like the little restaurant or whatever, cashier deal. Okay, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You've been a cashier for 5 years. You think you might be ready, but you're really not ready because you ain't been studying that. You ain't been putting yourself in that situation. Like, okay, if I was in this situation, how would I handle this? Or, you know, okay, cool. You know what I mean? You ain't been applying yourself. You know what I mean? And anything you go with, man, it's like anything. You know what I mean? If you don't apply yourself correctly, it's not going to work for you.
Hey, Chris Breezy.
Yo.
Has anyone ever told you you're lucky?
Has anyone ever told me that I was lucky?
Yep. You got a chance to perform on stage, man. You lucky. You started selling CDs, man. You lucky. You started selling your merchandise, T-shirts, hats, wristbands, man. You lucky. Has anyone ever just came out and called you lucky? Like, you ain't really deserve what you got.
Yeah.
Kind of just fell in your lap.
Yeah. I get that. Actually, I get that periodically, man. Like, but in all actuality, it's not luck, bro. Like, it's really because I went out there. I put my money on the line. I put my money into that merchandise. I put my money into them shows. I put my money into that mixtape that I had released. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. Like, luck? Nah.
Hey.
Luck is winning the lottery.
Hey. Look, check it out. This is what luck is. So for everybody that's listening, I want you to go ahead and pull your pen out, pull your paper out, and take notes if you're not already taking notes. For those individuals that are already taking notes, that is one step towards becoming the better person. That is one step of you becoming the best version of yourself because you're already taking notes, and I didn't even have to ask you to. But now I'm going to ask you to because this is super, super important. I get people to tell me I'm lucky all the time. You know, I'm in a process right now of buying a house across the street from me. People are like, oh, man, you lucky. You know, I might actually be able to buy the entire house for cash. And they're like, oh, well, you lucky. Like, who just has $100,000 cash? Like, how does that just happen? I ain't hit no lotto. You know what I'm saying? I don't sell no drugs and nothing like that. So where did the luck come from?
Right.
But let me tell y'all what luck is. This is what luck is. You ready, Breezy?
I'm ready.
I don't know if they're ready.
Well, y'all better get ready, man.
Look, check it out. Luck is labor under correct knowledge. Okay? I'm going to say that again so you can write it down. Labor or luck is labor under correct knowledge. And you say, well, DeAndre, what does that mean? Well, number one, labor. That is putting in the work. Like me and Chris Breezy said, you are in the living room. You're in your bathroom, practicing in the mirror. You might not even have a mic yet. You're actually talking to your phone, like practicing as if you're on stage. That's the labor, you know, under correct knowledge. That means you already know. You have some kind of guidance. You're not spending major time on minor things. You're actually doing the work that you're supposed to do. Because maybe you have a mentor, maybe you have a coach, maybe you have someone who came before you that can actually educate you on what you should be practicing on versus what you shouldn't be practicing on. Because there's a lot of people out there that want to get really, really good at something that's not really important. You want to get really, really good at something that's not really important. Well, you say, Dre, well, I mean, if I'm a musician, what's not important? Well, matter of fact, Chris Breezy, what would you say as an artist, what is not important when it comes to getting ready to either rap in the booth or actually perform on stage? What does some people practice that doesn't even really matter when the real time comes? Like, let me give y'all an example real quick before he get on a rap tip. If we're talking about basketball, you're practicing shooting from the half court line. Why the hell are you practicing shooting from the half court line when you're not going to really do that in the game? Like, you might if it's 5 seconds left, but you're practicing the wrong thing. Like, you should be doing layups, dunking, free throws, 3 points. You should not be shooting from the half court line. That's practicing the wrong thing. That's labor under the wrong knowledge. Who told you to shoot from the free throw? Who told you to shoot from the half court line? Who told you that was important? That's ridiculous. But what would you say? What is not important that people actually practice, like before they get in the booth or actually before they get on stage?
Man, what's not important? I don't know, bro. To be honest, I practice everything that is important.
I got a couple. Number one, when you're just getting into music, you know, maybe you haven't even done your first song yet. Maybe you haven't even recorded anything yet. Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, somebody called me and cut it off. But let's say somebody is trying to work merchandise. They haven't even got the song yet. They don't even have a plan yet. They're worried about t-shirts. Like, why are you worried about t-shirts? Like, don't nobody even, you don't even have a song yet.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's very true. That's not important.
You worried about rims and you don't even have a car. Like, what?
Right.
You can't put the cart, you can't do it, y'all. Like, really, really understand what's important, y'all. Like, don't worry about performing in front of thousands of people when you can't even perform for yourself. Like,
right.
You might have a son or a daughter. You can't. You might have a son or a daughter. You can't even perform in them. You shouldn't be worried about, you know, performing in front of thousands and millions of people. Because in reality, this might scare you.
Yeah.
So take care of the small things first.
Yeah.
But what would you say?
I would say, yeah, like you said, like you worried about the merchandise at the wrong time. You know what I mean? worry about getting you a for me on my aspect, my things is, you know, you want to worry about getting you a nice song or a track that you gonna push, and then you know you gonna push that song, which we call singles, as you know, gonna push a single, and then you know look at the numbers, because at the end of the day, if your single is not doing no numbers, you gotta go back to the drawing board and figure out something else.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, I didn't start doing my merchandise and stuff like that, honestly, until after I went on my first tour.
Right.
After I went on my first tour is when I really realized, like, okay, you know, I'm starting to build a name for myself around the city. I'm starting to build my name around the Midwest region. You know, so I need merchandise.
Right.
At that point, but I had already had my single pushing. I did 10,000 downloads in my first week out. 10,000 downloads. I did, you know, I went on a whole college tour, all that. But I already had my project done. A lot of these people that are just getting started is, you know, they want the name, but don't want to apply themselves and put the work in. You know, they want to go out because they see all these people on, you know, BET or MTV or whatever the case may be. And they see the girls that come with it, and they see this. So now they want to be a rapper. Well, that's not important. What's important is, you know, putting that pen to the pad, getting that track done, you know, make sure that you have the verse and, you know, the chorus and, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how to breathe when you're recording. So it's not like you're just breathing through your nose. And, right. You know, you got to figure out, you know, the girls ain't important. It's right. About building an empire. That's what's important. What's the big picture? You know what, man. I mean? Trust me, I've been on tour, and there's a lot of groupie girls and a lot of trouble. But you just got to fan that stuff out. You got to fan that stuff out. You know, eh? When you get back home, you got to deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, how many people have you came in contact with that's worried about trying to hire a videographer and all of that, and they don't even have a single done yet?
Oh man, I can name a few. I ain't gonna put nobody on blast, but there's a couple around the city that, you know, they think they're killing them, and you know, my man forget to put his deodorant on in the morning. You know, yeah, videographer. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's different strokes for folks, man. But, you know, like I said, start with a single, man. Something to push.
Let me do a photo shoot for my album, but you ain't got one song done yet. Come on, bro. What are you posing for? Like, you ain't doing nothing yet. Like, don't nobody know you. You ain't been in no studio. You ain't even wrote the song down yet. You worried about taking pictures. The wrong thing, man.
Right, you worried about getting your album cover and stuff done. You ain't even got a track yet.
Yes. But look, let's check it out. Let's go ahead and switch it to the business side of it, because
yes, sir.
I've came in contact with so many people that put the cart before the carriage, man, and they literally, I mean, the biggest thing, because what we do here is we make money. Okay, with business, mm-hmm. we make money, and everybody wants the money before they do the work. But in all industries around the world, I can honestly say that most individuals underestimate the work that's required to obtain the goal that they want to make. And that is a big no-no. So if y'all listening to this right now, I will tell you guys, it could be you. I don't know. But I'm just putting it out there. People that you come in contact with literally underestimate what it takes for them to obtain what they want to obtain. I mean, if you want to make $100 a week, $100 a day, $100 a year, it's going to be some kind of work required for that. And what we do in our business, I mean, even with music as well, it's all about performance. It's performance based. We don't just show up and get paid per hour like regular 9-to-5 jobs. No, you actually have to perform. And after you perform, you get paid, whether that's on the stage or building your business. If I don't sell 1,000 hamburgers, then my company didn't perform as it should have performed, which means I right. won't make the money. So most people come in this profession, they come in the music profession, they come into, you know, going to school, they take winning casually, number one. And number two, people don't understand that you really have to do what's required to get what you want. You can't get in and do your best, because your best is what got you in the position that you're in now, whether you are financially struggling or you're not making it as an artist, or, you know, maybe you're going to school and you're not getting A's and B's. That's because you're doing your best. Your best ain't good enough. You got to do what's required. If it's required for you to stay up 10, 12 hours studying your history test, then that's what's required. You can't say, oh, well, I put 8 hours in, that was my best. If you get in the studio and you say, man, I wrote 8 bars, I mean, I couldn't get the whole 16, that's not acceptable. You got to do what's required. I need the whole 16 and a hook.
Right.
And another 16. If it's just you on the whole song, you got to do more than 8.
Right.
You got to put it to work. So
right.
a lot of people underestimate what it takes. So I really want y'all to reverse engineer what you want. The biggest thing that I do in business, y'all, is literally I said, okay, my goal is to make $100,000. I started with the goal, y'all. I didn't say, okay, well, I'm going to make $100,000. No, I said, this is my goal, $100,000. To make $100,000, let me break it down. I need to make $8,333.33 every month. And from there, I need to make $2,083 a week. And from there, I need to make $297 a day. You got to break it down, ladies and gentlemen. If you break it down like that, then you can really make things possible. And if you want to break it all the way down to the dollars, I need to be making $12.40 every hour for 24 hours. That's going to put me at $100,000 a year. But if you don't know your goals like that, then you're probably not going to obtain them, number one. Number two, what one of my mentors told me is, he said, look, you will never have a burning desire for something that you've never experienced. You'll never have a burning desire for something that you've never experienced. It's a lot of people out here that want the cars. They want the houses. They want the chains. They want the girls. You know, they want that hit record. They want to make $1 million in their business. They want to build an empire, but you've never experienced it. So what I tell my team is I say, hey, go to the car dealership. Go sit in the car that you want. Go try to test drive it if you qualify. You know, go look at your dream home. You know, that 10-bedroom, 11-bathroom, ridiculous home that you want. Go look at that. Go see if you can take a tour inside. Like, really get that feeling so that you can experience it, and then that's what's going to help you have a burning desire. Now, Chris Breezy, you got children, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, you having children, I got a son as well. I can't really work as hard like I have a kid if I don't have one. So for those individuals that are out there, you know, you're like, well, I don't have a kid, you know, but I'm trying to act like it so that I can work hard. No, our goal, our motive could be our children. Why we do what we do could be for our children. Not necessarily so they can enjoy the life right now, but honestly, so they can enjoy life after we're gone. We want to build something that's going to last for them. So if you don't have any children out there, you have to really, really zoom in and figure out what's going to drive you, you know, and it could be materialistic things. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a child or a sibling, a mom or dad that's sick in a hospital, whatever the case may be. It could actually be a Bentley if that drives you. It could be a big house if that drives you. If you've ever held $100,000 in your hand, you have the feeling. Because check it out. The worst thing that can happen is when you actually make it and then you lose it all. That's the worst. But that's also a setback for a major comeback. Because anyone who's ever had it, I guarantee you lost it, Chris Breezy. I know I lost it. I know it's a lot of other people out here that lost it. When we actually experience the loss, that actually makes us work a little bit harder. Most individuals, they've never had anything, and you're not motivated by the possibility of gain. Regular people are not motivated by the possibility of gain. They're only motivated by the possibility of loss. So if you've never had $100,000 and you've never lost $100,000, you might not be able to get motivated about that. But for someone who's had $100,000 and then they lost it all, it's going to motivate them because they were already once on the top and they went to the bottom. But they know how it feels. They've experienced the top, which means that they can work their butt off to get back because they don't want to be at the bottom. Most people at the bottom, they don't know how the top feels. That's why they don't put in the work. And that's a problem because you can't get to the top if you don't put in the work.
Right.
You know, one of my mentors told me, man, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. So in reality, ladies and gentlemen, you have to have a mental GPS that's going to guide you to where you want to go. But you have to not be average. You have to make sure you know where to go. Most people don't know where they want to go. They just want to be successful. They want to have money. They want to be, you know, free. But they don't even know what it is. They don't know what they want to be free from. They don't want to know where they want their money to come from. So, you know, zoom in on what matters, what cares, or what you care about. And, you know, really, really write it down. Focus on it. You know, get with Chris Breezy. Get with me. Get with anyone that can help guide you in the right direction that you want to go. And really, as adults, I know, you know, like you touched on it a little bit earlier, Chris Breezy. You know, a lot of people don't like to ask questions or they don't like to ask for help. And one thing that I figured out, especially with our culture, a lot of people don't like to ask for help because they feel like they're weak. But in reality,
right.
When you ask for help, you're asking for help to remain strong. Like, you're not asking for help from a place of weakness. So if you're out there right now and you need help, you need some support, then reach out to us. Don't, you know, turn your nose up and say, oh, I don't want to ask them for help, man. They might think I'm needy or something, or I can't provide for my own. You know what I'm saying? I can't hold it down on my own. No. That's what you ask for help for. No one in this world has accomplished what they've accomplished by themselves. There has always been someone else. There's always been a collaborator. There's always been other people sharing ideas and you know, plugging it all together to make something possible. That's what they know. That's not what all of us know. But some of us, the elite, we know it. That's why we're doing as well as we're doing now, because we know that, you know, collaborating is what actually makes you successful, because we don't see other individuals as competition. We see it more as a collaboration, you know, That's why we're on this line right now. He's not in network marketing, and I'm not doing any music anymore. But we're still collaborating to share with other people the bigger picture. So I definitely commend you guys that's listening right now to collaborate with people that you know, or even people that you don't know that might even be in different industries than you are, and make something happen together. Because that's when the magic really happens.
It could be great.
Yeah. It's you know, you can't really lose by collaborating. I mean, I guess you could lose, but when you look at it from a positive standpoint, it's really going to just be a learning lesson if it doesn't go as planned. And just know that everything that you plan out won't go as planned. Like, that's just not going to happen. Like, this is not a perfect world. Weeds grow in cracks. So, just know. But, man, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Is there anything else that you want to share, Chris Breezy, before we get up on?
Yeah. I want to let all the people know that, for me personally, I wouldn't have got to where I am right now if I didn't ask questions. No question is a bad question. You know what I mean? If you intrigued about something, if you interested, if you want to know more about something, ask a question. Ask something to one of your peers, one of your bosses, fellow classmate, your mom, your dad, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Don't be scared to ask a question, because I wouldn't have got to where I am today without asking questions. My buddy DeAndre wouldn't have got to where he's at today without asking questions. Because at the end of the day, a question is a good learning tool. So that's pretty much all I got to say.
Definitely, man. Definitely. I definitely wouldn't have got to where I am right now. Like, honestly, because a lot of people don't know my story, but you know, just on a personal note, everybody that's out there listening, you know, growing up in Grand Rapids, you know, obviously it's not easy. It's definitely not easy, you know, doing things. I mean, you can live in the heart of Grand Rapids and be in a hood all the time, or you could be on the outskirts and still be affected by it. But, you know, I wasn't big in the streets. You know, I wasn't a big dope boy or nothing like that. But I did struggle in school. I actually flunked twice. I was in special ed all through middle school and high school. But I'm still who I am today, because a piece of paper doesn't determine my success. And all I did was really ask questions. And I just copied the right cat. Coming out of school, I copied the right cat, just like I did in school. That's how I passed. Yeah, honestly, copying the right people. But you know, we out now. They can't take that paper back.
Right. Right.
But in life, y'all, I mean, I know copying in school was really, really bad, but y'all got to really understand who's winning in life, because it's a lot of people out there that look like they winning, but they're not really doing it. And it's a lot of people that are trying to mimic that. And that's why you're losing, because you're literally copying the wrong people. Those are the people that look like they're getting it. They're not actually getting it. They're not. So follow the A and B people in life. Because honestly, the people that were in school that made all the A's and B's, a big majority of them are working for the people who got C's and D's. And if you don't believe me, look up that statistic. Most employees are A and B students. Most owners that took the sacrifice, that were creative, are the C, D, F students. They weren't all the way programmed. They had to be creative. So I'm not saying that, you know, if you're an A and B student, you're a follower. But I am saying, if you look at the statistics, I believe it's more than 50% of A and B students working for people who got C's and D's or dropouts. And I'm a college dropout. I did two semesters and I dropped out. I dropped out on the honor roll from GRCC, like doing the core classes. I actually hit the honor roll, dropped out after that semester, moved to Georgia with my mom to help her. And ever since then, I've just been, I mean, I've always been an entrepreneur. Chris Breezy, we've both always been an entrepreneur. I mean, selling t-shirts, selling music, like before our time, really. Like before our time, like 15, 16, 17, we were hustling. Like, hey,
yeah.
How can we make money? How can we build a brand? How can we get more exposure? You know, AC Music is still alive. Like it's tatted on me. It's never going anywhere. That's been that since fifth grade. And I mean the first fifth grade, because I took fifth grade twice. Like people don't understand. Consistency is real. We're not where we are today because we're lucky. But remember what I said, luck is. That's labor under correct knowledge. All we did was learn what we had to do and we put the work in. A lot of y'all, you're spending major time with minor people and you're spending major time on minor things. You shouldn't be worried about power when you want to be a musician. You shouldn't be worried about what's another show out there? You know, the Acrimony movie that just came out from Tyler Perry. You shouldn't be worried about that if you're trying to make $100,000 a year in your business. Like, that shouldn't be your main concern. Yes, it's cool to go see it, check it out, but don't break your neck to go check it out when you could be practicing on your dreams.
Right.
So, one of the big steps and one of the big takeaways that I want y'all to take away from this this podcast is personal development. Personal development is going to get you to the next level as a leader, as a student, as an entrepreneur, as a musician, as a actress, model, whatever the case may be. You need personal development. It's really 10% of what you do, but 90% of how you think about what you do. And believe. I've ran into so many people that don't even believe in themselves. And it doesn't matter what you do. If you don't believe in yourself, you are going to fail.
Miserably.
Yeah, you have to be confident. I didn't say cocky. I said confident, y'all. So just take that away, man. And we're going to tune in another time, another place. If you guys got any questions or you want to hop on a podcast, you know, don't hesitate to hit me up wherever you're checking this out. If you're checking it out on iTunes, if you're checking it out on your podcast, on your Android, you know, contact one of us. Matter of fact, go ahead and share your information, Chris Breezy. Where can people find you at?
You can find me at on Facebook. Facebook.com/ The Real Chris Breeze. You can find me on Instagram at Chris Breeze. That's BREEEZ. And that's pretty much it. Dat Piff, wherever, man. You know what I mean? Wherever. You can find me wherever music's sold. You can find me on whatever whatever social media site you want. So
definitely, definitely. Y'all know where to find me at. I'm on that Instagram all day, full throttle. Aces Black Star all the way across the board, man. It doesn't matter what social media platform you're looking at me on. It's going to be Aces, A-C-E-S, like the cards, Black, B-L-A-C-K, like the color, Star, S-T-A-R, like the celebrity, all one word, no underscores, nothing. But let's make it happen, man. Chris Breezy, you definitely got to come out to Atlanta, Georgia, and you know, check and see how we living out here, man. And I love this conversation. I appreciate you for hopping on last minute
with
this podcast. You know, let's continue to collaborate and provide for the people, man.
Oh yeah, most definitely. It's about them.
Definitely, definitely. Let's get it, y'all. Y'all already know what it is. Boss for What, Trade Nation, AC Music, Chris Breezy, Aces Black Star. Let's get it.